This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 21st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A China Airlines 737-800 carrying 157 passengers caught fire after landing at Naha Airport in Okinawa, Japan early Monday. While taxiing to the gate, the 737's right engine caught fire and flames quickly spread. The airline says all 165 people on board were evacuated safely. Johnson Sun, a spokesman for Taipei-based China Airlines, told CNN that terrorism has been ruled out. The entire aircraft was evacuated within 90 seconds, according to Ahihiko Tamura, director of Japan's Civil Aviation Bureau. This incident aggravates an already uncomfortable focus on the carrier, which has had four fatal accidents in the last 14 years, killing more than 1,000 people. The carrier had jets go down in 1994, 98, 99, and 2002. Naha Airport was reportedly reopened about an hour after that fire. A preliminary report on the cause of a fatal Canadian snowbird accident in Montana says a seatbelt failure is to blame. As ANN reported, Captain Sean McCaffey was lost when his CT-114 Tudor jet crashed near a Montana Air Force base during a show rehearsal on May 18th. The report released on Monday says McCaffey lost control of the aircraft when his lap belt unfastened while he flew inverted. The investigation is now focusing on why. McCaffey, who is flying the number 2 aircraft off the lead's left wing, was apparently not able to eject and died on impact. There have been modifications made to the pilot restraint system, as well as enhanced training for air crews and passengers, and changes to the aircraft operating instructions since that accident. Since 1972, six snowbird pilots have been lost in accidents, many believed caused by mechanical problems. The team suspended performances for a month after the latest accident, and when they resumed, dedicated the season to McCaffey. Protesters taking part in the Camp for Climate Change on the outskirts of London's Heathrow International Airport clashed with British police on Sunday during what has been a largely peaceful demonstration. According to Reuters, some 200 protesters made their way to the parking area for airport operator BAA, where there was a large police presence, and began pitching tents saying they were going to spend the night there. Officers drove them into nearby fields, chasing them and reportedly striking a few with batons. There were four arrests, one for assault on a police officer, bringing the total number of arrests made over the course of the event to 49. Camp organizers estimate that 1,000 or more people took part in the week-long protest. Participants object to expansion at Heathrow and the growth of aviation in general, saying the industry produces too much of the carbon emissions that contribute to global warming. Revised forecasts show Hurricane Dean should not be a factor for the space shuttle Endeavour, but the decision to shorten the shuttle's mission and land on Tuesday will stand. NASA hopes to make the landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida early Tuesday afternoon, provided crosswinds are not above limits. NASA engineers have spent the better part of the past week analyzing photos and scans of Endeavour's heat shield system from a variety of sources and have determined that a gash in two of the heat-resistant tiles on the shuttle will compromise neither safety nor turnaround for the spacecraft's next mission. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The FAA responds to the latest criticism from its controllers union. An inattentive security screener in Montreal triggers a 3-hour airport backup. And a truck catches fire in a Connecticut State Police hangar. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Fred Edworthy of Worldwide Aeros, a company developing an airship which can be outfitted as a freight hauler, mobile office center, or personal air yacht. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.